Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, here we are. Thank you, Douglas, for a wonderful introduction. And we're looking for just a fantastic hour of information that is going to absolutely blow your socks off, and I am looking so forward to tonight. It's just a great evening here in the most beautiful place on this earth, Houston, Texas. Even though the Texans just lost a football game, that doesn't mean we're still not the best city in the country, but here we are. We're just going to welcome you in to come in to listen to another show of Breaking the Silence. And I just got back from Newport Beach, California, was out there for a couple days and met some wonderful people. So, and invited them to listen in tonight. So we have a lot of listeners from the state of California listening in tonight. Then we also have some wonderful people listening in that we visited with in Webster, Texas at the teacher's training we did yesterday. And I've just been inviting so many people just to join in and be part of what we're doing. And what I just want to promise you tonight is that if you invest a little bit of time with us this evening and invest what we have in back into you, it's going to make a difference in your week. And we really believe that you're going to be able to pull one, two, three things out of this evening that you can apply to your life. We don't just do this hour to fluff, to fill in with space. You know, I'm a talker. I can talk and talk and talk, and anybody that knows me realizes that. But I really want to make sure that during this hour, every Sunday night at 8 o'clock, we provide you not with just noise, but with items, wisdom, application, things that you can put into your life and make your week just a little bit better. Next week, before we welcome our guest in tonight, but next week I really want to invite you to listen in. I'm looking forward to this. It's the first time I have ever done this. It'll be the first time I have ever had the same discussion with all three at the same time about the same subject around the same table. But next week at 8 o'clock Central Time right here are going to be my three sons, James Matthew from Nashville, Tennessee, Victor Blake Williams from St. Louis, and Curtis Sterling Williams. I'm calling all their middle names too, Curtis Williams, right here from Sugarland, Texas. And they're going to join me next week for the full hour. And we're just going to talk about a lot of different things. But I'm kind of interested in what kind of impact it had on my own sons to have a father like me that had so many issues. So we're going to be real. We're going to be raw. They don't even really know what we're going to talk about, but it's going to be just about things that affected them in their life, how they overcame it, what they've learned from it, how they're going to raise their own children differently, or maybe with a couple of the things that I did actually right, maybe, I don't know. But just, we're going to look at that whole gamut, and it's going to be a very interesting show. So join us next week for that special edition of Breaking the Silence. I'm not even going to go into my normal, here's a few tidbits to take with you this week. I'm just going to kind of put that off to the side, and if I need filler at the end, I will. But I am just so excited to have our guest this evening, Andy Anderson. And I met Andy over webinars and that I listen to and watch online master classes almost every week. I am watching one or two of these. I am a customer and a client of theirs because I believe in what they do. And I reached out to her after watching one master class complete course. It was several, I think it was like 12 or 13 different classes. And it literally changed my life. And it had some people on there that I would love to meet in my own work. And hopefully I will get to one day. But because of that, those classes and what they meant to me, I wrote Andy and told her that I would love to share with her the impact of what her work has made on my life. And if she was interested in my own story. And because of that, we actually did an interview. She did an interview with me a couple weeks ago that's going to come out next week, I believe Tuesday. And it'll be out across the world. And I think it ended up being about an hour. And we just had a great time. So I invited her also to be on our program tonight. And let me just tell a little bit about Andy and Ike. Ike Allen and Andy Anderson, they are the co-owners. And you want to write this down, okay? I want to make sure you get this right. The co-owners of Avaya University. That's capital A, capital V, capital A-I-Y-A. All capitals, Avaya University. Now, Avaya University, they create courses, mastermind classes, online conferences, books, and even films. And listen to the topics. I've listened to majority of these, and these are all awesome topics. They're about these things. Healing from childhood trauma. I needed that, and that was great information. Overcoming codependency. Breaking free from abandonment and betrayal. I need that. Overcoming insecurity and low self-esteem. I need that. Quantum forgiveness. I need that. Overcoming shame and guilt. Are you listening? These are such great topics. The truth about prosperity. The tie-o of quantum physics. I don't even know what that means, but maybe she can explain that to us. And far too many other titles, too many to even mention with the time that we have tonight. But hundreds of thousands of people across the world, around the world, have attended these Avaya University online events. And they continue creating life-changing educational events for everybody to tune into and learn from. And I'm being serious as a heart attack right now. This is awesome quality stuff. And I really, really highly want to recommend their products to you. And a lot of these are free of charge. I am a customer of theirs, but a lot of these are absolutely free, and she's going to tell us about them. So right now, I want to welcome Andy Anderson to our program tonight. Andy, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much. That was an amazing, awesome, extraordinary introduction.
Well, fantastic. You can send me that $5 bill you promised me a little bit later. I appreciate
it. That's right. There it is. Yep.
So you're out in the Carolinas. Is that right, Andy?
Yeah, we are. We are in the North Carolina of the Carolinas, in the Wilmington, Wrightsville, Carolina Beach area. So, yeah.
Did you get hit very hard with this last hurricane that came through?
It wasn't as bad as we thought. We definitely got hit. We did not evacuate this go around, although we evacuated last year for Florence because that was a much bigger deal. But no, it wasn't too bad. I think the tornadoes at 5 a.m, you know, one morning were probably the scariest thing. But other than that, we survived and did really well. And so, yeah, we're safe and sound.
Well, good deal. That's wonderful. Before we jump into this, I want to make sure that the callers know the number. It's 888-627-6008. And please call in at any time during this. Andy agreed to take calls. And if we hit on a topic that you want to throw a comment out or a question out, jump right in. We'll pause and put you in. Doug's at the switchboard tonight, running the board, producing the show, and does a great job here with BBS Radio Network. So just feel free to call 888-627-6008. So Andy, I feel like I'm a friend of yours, even though we haven't personally met in person, but we have over the video conferencing, and you do fantastic work, and I just want to applaud you. The quality of the way that you interview people. I hope that I can one day learn to be as well as you are at that. You do a wonderful, wonderful job. And the guests that you have are second to none. Am I wrong by saying the guests that you have on these topics are the most well-known and educated guests in the world of the topics that they're talking about?
Absolutely. We are very honored to be able to interview some absolutely amazing people, and primarily, you know, at least in a lot of the events we've been doing lately, psychotherapists, psychiatrists, doctors, you know, psychologists, all sorts of different professionals. And absolutely, they're very well known in their fields and what they're up to. And it's quite the life to be able to talk with all these amazing people. And I must say, I could already tell you, Gregory, that you are an amazing interviewer, and your introduction and everything you've already said so far has been extraordinary. So you're there.
All right. Well, I learned from the best. I've been listening to you. Okay. So let's just get started. Can you tell me, how did you even get started with this Avaya University? And I'm jumping the gun here and going to blow my whole compliment you just gave me. What does Avaya mean? Where did you get that, first of all?
Oh, that's funny. So it is actually the name of my 11-year-old stepdaughter. It is so Ike's daughter, Ava, who
really?
her real name, full name is Avaya, and she goes by Ava. And so we actually named the company after her. And the name, when Ike and his ex-wife, Amy, had Ava, they found the name. They didn't really know it had any particular meaning, but I think it's actually an Indian name, because we've looked into it a little bit here and there. So that's where it came from. So Avaya is downstairs right now and just got back from an amazing trip to Scarewinds in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is like the Halloween fest of haunted houses and stuff at the amusement park. So yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. When she gets to be 16, she's going to have a huge head telling everybody, there is a university named after me.
That's right.
Tell me how you got started with doing the work that you do that ended up becoming this wonderful Avaya University. How did you get started?
Gosh, it's been a long journey. So, you know, it's been, let's see, 10 years from the time we're talking right now, Gregory, since I entered into the company with Ike. So Ike, actually, we met about 10 years ago, and he already had the company. He was creating back then. The company was more of a documentary film-based company, and then became a bigger and bigger media company as time went on. But when I first met Ike, I had just finished up grad school and got my master's degree in nutrition, and my undergrad is actually in exercise physiology. So I've really always had a big passion for physical health and all that kind of stuff. And I, you know, it's interesting because I never wanted to do what I ended up doing in nutrition, but I did it anyways. And I think I really did it out of fear. And I think probably a lot of people could relate to that. So I had this really beautiful, amazing education at this university called Bastyr in Seattle, Washington. And I had all these aspirations to be some kind of entrepreneur as it related to nutrition. And then when I finished and passed my exams and did my internship and all that stuff, I ended up just taking the first job that I could get, which ended up being in a hospital. And I just really didn't like it. I was not happy. And I kind of feel like I was settling, and I never really pursued, you know, doing the entrepreneur thing. And again, just kind of did it out of fear and not really wanting to take that leap into starting my own business or any of that. So interestingly, right around, gosh, it's probably fast forward a couple of years since I started working there, I met Ike. And we were friends for several months and eventually started dating. And he had this really, you know, he was, God, this just amazing entrepreneur with so much passion and energy and inspiration, and was creating all these amazing things for people and helping so many people. And I just fell in love with what he was doing and fell in love with the idea of, you know, running the company with him and, you know, having a lifestyle of an entrepreneur and doing all these cool projects and helping people in so many ways. So eventually I actually quit my job as a nutritionist in a hospital and joined in the company with Ike. And gosh, since then, that's been about 10 years now, and it's evolved and changed so many times, like so many things do in life. And now we do a lot of different things, but one of the main things that we do are these online events that you were speaking of, Gregory. So it's pretty extraordinary. That's kind of where it all started for me.
Ike's background, how did he get involved? Because it's obvious you are about the improvement, life-changing, to make yourself better from, I think, the physical, mental, spiritual realm. I think you look at all three of those mm-hmm. throughout the different courses. Does Ike have a background that would have drawn interest in that? I mean, you were more in nutrition, but when he was already going, when you guys hooked up, was his background something to do in the emotional or mental of trauma and those kind of things?
Not initially. So he was in the restaurant business for 25 years or so. And, so that's his main background. He was a corporate restaurant trainer. He was in the business for a very long time. And eventually he wanted to, when he had his first child, Brielle, who's now 14, he wanted to, you know, have a business so he had more flexibility to be with her and spend a lot of time with her. And so he eventually looked into making a movie, actually, about a topic he was very interested in, which is our reality an illusion? So it was all a very metaphysical, non-dualistic movie. And he found a business partner at the time, and they ended up basically declaring themselves or as filmmakers and going out and starting to create this really awesome film. So that's how it started for him. So he didn't have any, just similar to me, like neither of us have any formal education in the topics of what we create in, but, you know, when you are working in the world of personal development, oftentimes you can, as long as you believe that you can become something, you can. So that's what
absolutely.
That's what he did. So,
and you know, even in this world, what I do on the radio show here, I don't have to have all the wisdom. That's what the guests are for.
I just try to
find the best out there in the country and get them on and pick what little part of the world that they know really, really well and have experienced and have made it through it. Turning negative stuff into positive things in their lives and then tap into what they've learned. So, you know, Andy, when we were doing the face to face on Zoom the other day doing our interview, about halfway through my story, I noticed you had tears welling up in your eyes. And has what you have seen with these topics, because it's obvious your topics are bent towards people that have been hurt, people that need help, people that need healing. How did what you do get focus kind of towards that direction? Is there anything behind that with either Ike or you?
Yeah, certainly. And yes, I absolutely had tears welling up in my eyes. And you have such an incredible, incredible story. I've told many people about you since we talked the other day, and all of the amazing things you're doing for people to, you know, breaking that silence. So I, first of all, thank you for being you and so awesome and being willing to share. So gosh, I guess how did we get to these topics? Well, it's interesting, you know, there's whatever that old adage or whatever, someone said this once that, you know, that you teach what you most need to learn, I think. And right. For me, I would say the majority of the topics we cover when we do specifically our online events, are things that I have really wanted to learn for myself personally. So like, for example, and absolutely a lot of them have to do with healing our past, dealing with things that happened to us as children. How is that affecting our personal lives now? How does it affect our relationships? How does it affect our physical health? How does it affect our ability to have a career and be passionate about what we do? So one of the first topics in this whole journey for me that we covered in our online events was actually codependency. So that was something that I have struggled with for God as long as I can remember. And it was interesting, like Ike and I were out on a walk one day, and I was really, you know, just, we talk about everything, as you can probably imagine, when, you know, you have a business of personal and spiritual development. We just have conversations all the time about how each of us are feeling and, you know, what things are stopping me and what, you know, it's awesome. And he is an amazing, extraordinary coach in my life, in addition to being my partner. And, you know, we were struggling, or I was struggling with this codependency thing. My dad was an alcoholic and my mom was a very codependent partner. And I had a lot of, obviously, that modeling as a child. And I've just, one of the things that's been challenging for me in my life is losing myself in relationships, which is a really codependent thing to do. And other things like perfectionism and low self-esteem in certain areas and, you know, just lots of inner criticism, that kind of stuff. And so when we were out on a walk this day, you know, Ike was like, well, why don't you, you know, this is obviously something you really struggle with, but why don't you do, you know, an event on it? Go interview 30 people and, you know, see what you learn. And that was one of the first events that I did that was very personal to me. And it, that, oh my God, that changed my life. I swear, like being able to talk to 30 people about this topic, something I was so plagued by, and I continue to be a recovering codependent because it's an ongoing practice. It was just amazing. So, you know, so that's kind of how that began. And then, and moving forward from there, yeah, a lot of the topics that we've hosted an event about have been something that I've been personally interested in learning about and really just doing a deep dive into, like the abandonment event we did also, and another huge one for me. I know you said that would be something that we need to learn too. And man, like abandonment issues from childhood, my dad leaving it, that stuff is always, it's always just kind of lurking under the surface. So to be able to talk to some of the most renowned experts about a topic like abandonment is just, it's amazing. And then as time has gone on, as we continue to do these events, we've started doing a lot of surveys and polling our audiences, and that's where we get a lot of our other ideas. So not everything is, you know, 100% personal to me, but obviously what needs our audience have, we want to meet for them. So that's kind of how we move forward.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, the one that you most recently had about healing from childhood trauma, when we come back after the break. And I want to find out what kind of response you have got from other people after hearing that, because that entire masterclass, every one of those sessions was life-changing, and I watched them over and over again. And we're going to talk about that right after we come back from our break. So call in if you want to at 888-627-6008, and we'll be right back right after this commercial break.
HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers A Child Called It and The Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Wow. Thank you, Doug. You make me want to run down and get in my car and go to Barnes & Noble right away and pick up a book. I don't know. Great job. I tell you what, we have Andy Anderson with Avaya University on the line tonight, and she's just an awesome individual. Her and Ike Allen have this wonderful university that's online, and I ran across them. I believe, Andy, it was the way I found out about you was from the acesconnection.com site, which I promote all around the country. As a matter of fact, represent them at a lot of the conferences because I believe in ACES so much. And to be honest with you, if there's a way that you can kick me a flyer of what you do, or maybe I can just download it offline, I would be glad to help promote you too, because I believe in you guys so much. I want to tell, I always like telling people what I have been touched by and moved by and learned from, and I'll be glad to pass those out to other people too. But I believe it was on ACES Connection, Andy, that somebody had said, hey, you ought to catch this Healing from Childhood Trauma. And when I started watching those, it was unbelievable. How did you get that idea to create that event? Did that just come from you and I talking and as you was taking a walk, or was there something, how did you come about doing that and the guests that you had on that program, on that whole masterclass?
Yeah, good question. So I'm guessing Jane Stevens was the one that put it on ACES Connection, because I interviewed her, and she's obviously the founder of ACES Connection. So yeah, that's awesome that you found it through that, and what an amazing woman she is, and man, all the amazing things she's created in the world. So this wasn't something that I personally felt like I needed to work through, although I guess I always have kind of told myself that I really didn't experience any major trauma as a child, and I really don't think I did. I think everyone has different levels of trauma. Obviously, stories like yours, Gregory, I think of my childhood as like Disneyland, you know, like I had loving parents. Yes, I had an alcoholic father, but I was not sexually abused. I was not physically abused. So much of the stuff that I work through in my own life is just emotional stuff, you know.
Right.
But it wasn't one of the other ones like codependency or abandonment and things like that I was really struggling with personally, but our audience just kept telling us over and over again how much they wanted something on childhood trauma. So it just kept coming up, and each time we, you know, surveyed our amazing loyal followers of all of our events. And so we're like, we got to do this. So that's actually how it came to be. And oh my God, what, like, I mean, I get the chills just like talking to you right now about it, because it was so amazing. And we had 18 different speakers, you know, people like Dan Siegel, who's very famous in the world of trauma and mindfulness.
Yes.
We had Dr. Jamie Marich, who is also very famous in the world of trauma. Gosh, we had Richard Schwartz of Internal Family Systems, another very famous person in that realm, and you know, many, many other people. And gosh, I love Pat Ogden. I'm actually looking at the site right now because I'm trying to remember everybody. But yeah, it was incredible. And we had, I would say, one of the most interactive groups of people watching that particular event. And we have a very active Facebook group and lots of just tons of communication, tons of breakthroughs, tons of people sharing like all of the stuff that they were getting out of it. And yeah, it was just totally life changing. And I'm so glad that we met through that event. And I'm so glad that you reached out, Gregory, and told me your story, and that we've, you know, been able to work together, you know, based on, you know, finding each other through that event.
You know, I'm being serious, with the 18 classes, and I think the majority of those were about an hour long, were they not? The little webinars or interviews that you did with them, about an hour?
Yeah, they're usually kind of between, like, I don't know, 35 to 55 minutes, I would say, kind of roughly, depending on how much time we had to talk. So, yeah.
Right. I mean, personally, I like that you call your company University, because in those 18 webinars, interviews, it was like you almost got a master's degree in trauma. and I love that. And I took notes on, I think, just about every one. I listened to majority of them at least two times, sometimes three, and kept making sure I caught, you know, I would pause it, write down some stuff, and then I'd hit play of stuff that I needed to hear, but then stuff that I was going to incorporate, because you're talking about the most knowledgeable people in the world of trauma. And you're talking to them, you know, listening to them, and you get to watch them interact with you. And it was just like they were teaching a college class. And I literally fell in love with that whole master class, and it was great. Okay, so just on that one topic, I'm just going to throw this out at you and totally maybe blindside you, but don't get mad at me. Okay, in those 18 classes, 18 sessions of that healing from childhood trauma, what was probably the one thing that was said or told to you in those sessions by a person that was like, whoa, I never thought of that before? They're just like, yeah, wow, there's a moment. There's something I'd never, because I've watched your face, because you get to see both of y'all during the whole thing. Was there any time of just like where there's something that I'll never forget? Anything out of those 18 that just comes to mind right now?
Oh God, like, yeah. I mean, there always is. And it's, you know, I have to try to remember every class that I do with these people. And gosh, I think probably some of the most amazing stuff for me is just anything related to feeling things in our bodies and how therapeutic and healing that can be for any of us who have had any kind of trauma. And a lot of that falls under the somatic therapy kinds of conversations. And I had, like, people are probably, if you're into the conversation of trauma, you might know Dr. Peter Levine, and we've done a few events with his organization, which is Somatic Experiencing. And in this particular event, we had Dave Berger on, and he talked about how trauma doesn't have to be a life sentence. And I mean, anytime anyone really dives into somatics and doing exercises as it relates to how can we get like in touch with our bodies again? Because so many people, as I'm sure you know, Gregory, disassociate, right, from our bodies, especially if we have some kind of, obviously, right, physical abuse, sexual abuse, whatever. And so trying to then have a relationship with your body again, obviously, I can't even imagine how hard it must be. So I just love that. I love anyone who talks about how we can really, truly get in touch with how we feel inside of our bodies. And I'm a big yoga person. I'm mm-hmm. obviously, with my background in physical, you know, exercise and nutrition and stuff, I love anything as it relates to that. So I think it was Dr. Jamie Marich that also is a yoga instructor, and she does, you know, different, I think, yoga therapies and stuff too. So helping people get in touch with their bodies and their emotions and past traumas and things like that through things like yoga, through things like meditation, through exercises where you might just be moving your body in certain ways or being in different postures or whatever. I think that is, to me, that is just so powerful.
Yeah. You know, is that why almost every interview you're always in your workout clothes?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'm a big worker outer. So I'm kind of a nut for exercise. So I'm not one that puts on my suit or anything. I'm pretty much always in casual wear whenever I'm doing anything, but yeah, I'm probably either going or coming, you know, from a yoga class every time I do an interview. So yeah, that's,
you know,
probably why.
Help me, Andy. I'm being honest here. Yoga has been something, you know, I'm obviously a spiritual religious person. The Lord Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and I follow Him as closely as I can every day, and believe in that realm. And in the olden days when yoga started catching on, I think I sadly will admit this, even got in the bandwagon that a lot of us church people got into, was that yoga was bad, that was something that was taking you someplace where you shouldn't go. Can you explain to me, because that's something I have never been involved in, what it does for you and why you would recommend me to give it a try? It would, you know, my background. Do you think it would help me? Because you just said it's a major part of your life, and you have that education also behind that. What is it about yoga that people would just, you know, they just love? Tell me about that.
Gosh, well, it's interesting. And I mean, we have different, you know, spiritual beliefs, it sounds. I mean, I'm more in the more like new thought, new age, maybe Eastern philosophy kind of realm. And I guess the way I look at yoga personally, it's interesting because to me it's a total spiritual experience. I love it because it's a spiritual experience. For me, it's really like a moving meditation. So if you think of all the benefits that people talk about, like, you know, all the stress relief benefits and how it can help you sleep, how it can help you digest your food, all the different benefits of things like yoga or meditation. I mean, there's so many. I mean, there's scientific studies that show it more and more. But I guess for me, whether there's any science backing any of it or not, which there is, to me, it's a place where I can just be and not be really doing anything. And to me, it's a practice of self-love. And I am a big proponent of all of us learning to love ourselves, because I truly believe that if we don't love ourselves, that is the cause of so much suffering in the world and the cause of mistreatment of people and abuse and all that kind of stuff. So yoga for me is tapping into really the essence of who I am and like being whole and complete just as I am. And really, it's kind of hard to explain. And I would imagine, obviously, it's a very personal experience for everybody, but I also get a lot out of breath work, which is pranayama in yoga, just being with the breath and being present to breathing in and breathing out and breathing in and breathing out, just very simple things that really get you out of your head and into your body. Again, since that's a big, you know, big passion of mine, it gets you into your body. Another thing that, I mean, if you Google yoga and trauma healing, it's all over the place now.
I see it
all sorts of different, I think they're even doing like yoga teacher trainings to train teachers to help people with trauma, you know? So there's so much, and I really don't know the scientific background, but I do know it from personal experience. Some of the particularly like longer held poses, like you can do in something like yin yoga, they can create a lot of emotional release. So I have had multiple experiences of being in a yoga class and starting to cry. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. There's a lot of people that also have experiences in yoga. I just kind of roll with it, and it is what it is, and there's no judgment. That's another great thing about yoga. It's all about non-judgment. And it releases, I'm not even ever sure of what I'm releasing, but it's something. It's some kind of negative energy, some kind of unfelt emotion or something that I need to deal with. And it comes out through doing some random pose that I don't usually do for a few minutes. So that's my experience of it. I mean, I think it definitely, if you're someone who has, I'm not saying you, but anyone are listening right now, if it's hard for you to sit still, if it's hard for you to be in your body or with your feelings, I would definitely, like, I am no therapist, so I would definitely be talking to some kind of therapist or doctor or something if you're going to go down the road of yoga to make sure that you're safe and you're taking care of yourself, because I don't know, you know, any implications of that, but, but I find it to be an amazing practice that I would highly recommend to really anybody.
Yeah, I think, some people get so wrapped up in what they believe that they leave things out that could be beneficial to them, just because they think that if we honor that, it takes away what we believe. And I don't know if that made sense or not, but you know, just because you said yoga gets you to be more in love with yourself. Well, to me, that's a scripture in the Bible. So I can take that of saying, okay, just because I would try yoga, it doesn't mean I'm going against my spiritual core. And sometimes people do all or nothing, and we throw out something good that we should give it a try, because I know the breathing techniques are major in trauma healing. And every now and then I just need to get my world to calm down. And it's not what's the activity that's going on around me. It's the activity that's going on in me. And I may give that a try. I don't know if I can get in some of those poses or not without seeing a chiropractor the next day. But I do. And one thing I also respect about y'all, that you respect each and every person's personal belief, without judgment.
Absolutely.
And matter of fact, I believe you have that right on your webpage, and it's major to you. Matter of fact, when you interviewed me, you sent me, this is our core belief, that we do not judge anybody else's. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just wonderful. The whole world should be like that, to be non-judgmental. You know, if you believe what you believe, go for it.
Yeah.
And if it benefits you, but I appreciate that. I when you said yoga, every one of these counselor seminars that I go to around the country and teach at, they have a 7 o'clock session with some type of yoga. And almost every one, and people, they're lined up to get in the doors to go through this. And it's like there may be something to that. And I've never tried that at 56, but I may give that a shot. And okay, fantastic. Sorry, I went down that lane.
No, that's great.
But no, that's good. In your work now, since you just mentioned that about yoga brings you around to self-love, what is the importance? How important do you think it is to learn to love yourself? Why is that such a big issue?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I honestly think that's probably our biggest issue as humanity. You know, I really believe that if we all learn to love ourselves, love and accept ourselves, that there wouldn't be any, you know, it's interesting. Like Ike will always tell the girls, our two daughters, right, that if someone's mean to you in school, right, he teaches them this amazing stuff, right? If someone's mean to you in school, what does that mean? And they know over the years of being continuously taught this, oh, well, it means that they're not happy, right? It means that they're hurting. It means that they're suffering. Like something's going on in their world to make them be mean to me, right? So if you look at that, and if you think of like any time, like let's say any of us are hurting, any of us are not in a good mood or we're not feeling good about ourselves, oftentimes we don't treat others well. So I think that, yeah, I think that if we all like made a priority to love ourselves as we are, whole and complete as we are, and not believe that we have to change anything in order to be lovable, then I think the world would be just such a better place. First of all, it would be each of our experiences would be better. Because I can imagine most people watching or listening, I would say watching because we do video interviews, so we're always saying watching, but people listening right now, if, you know, do you relate to a lack of self-love or a lack of self-acceptance? Most people would say yes, because all of us as humans have the same human condition. And generally that looks like I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, something like that. Those are kind of core beliefs that a lot of people have, and if they don't work through them, it, you know, continues to move through their life and causes all sorts of really upheaval. Like if you don't love yourself, it's going to be hard to find a romantic partner and have a relationship with that person, especially also if the other person doesn't love themselves. There can be a lot of clash, a lot of drama, a lot of upset, all sorts of things can happen. If you don't love
Andy.
Yourself, it's, yeah.
Oh, you're preaching to me now, because that it's been so hard for me over all of my years to have a real relationship. And that was the key to my problem. And, that I didn't love myself. Because I would look in the mirror and be disgusted, and that's so powerful. I tell you what, we're going to take a break, but we have a caller, and we're going to bring Kayla in right after the break. So no telling what Kayla is going to be asking you, but we're going to come back to that here just in about 35 seconds. So let's take a break.
HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers A Child Called It and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
All right. I am just enjoying this hour tonight on Breaking the Silence with Andy Anderson with Avaya University. And something came to my mind while you were speaking last, Andy, before the break, that I've always used the line, hurt people hurt people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you learn to love yourself, sometimes that also will give us the guidance of how we love each other. And that was really powerful. I appreciate what you shared there. Hey, we have Kayla Marnock. Excellent. Hey, Kayla, on line two. How are you, dear? And just welcome. I want to introduce to you Andy Anderson. Kayla, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, thank you, Greg. What a wonderful program this is. And Ms. Anderson, I really appreciate the information you're sharing. And I'm a children's book author, and I do speak at different conferences. And I have written on body boundaries, self-regulation, and then on life values. But on the self-regulation, I was wondering, can you give some practical applications or some steps that you can do with yoga with the children regarding the self-regulation?
Awesome. Gosh, well, you know, I'm not a yoga instructor, so I'm not exactly sure what advice I can give you. And what are you specifically looking for in the world of self-regulation? Is that like emotions and thoughts and beliefs and things like that for the kids?
It's actually the actions they can take, because in the books that I give them strategies they can use, like sitting in their chair, they can do chair pull-ups or chair push-ups. If there's any techniques that I can share with educators or parents that they can apply with their child on some of these yoga strategies.
Well, I mean, I guess probably, I mean, again, I am in no way an expert in this, and I don't teach, and I don't generally work with children on this, but I mean, I think anything that can get even beyond, I mean, one thing about yoga is it's beyond just like the movements you're making with your body. It's beyond the postures you're doing, the downward dogs and all that kind of stuff. And even for children, it's good for kids to be able to like learn how to, let's say, recognize what's happening in their mind, like a thought mm-hmm. obviously coming to their head is, and knowing that that thought is not who they are. So, I mean, I don't know how young these children are, but that's one thing that we're, you know, like Ike and I are always, you know, teaching, right, our girls is, right, recognizing a thought is just a thought. It's not who you are. So if you have a thought that you might deem as a not healthy or not happy thought, it doesn't mean you need to become it, right? We all have interesting thoughts from time to time, and it doesn't mean we need to act on them. So maybe something like that, just more like mindfulness that you could teach children. I think that anytime anyone is quiet with themselves, as yoga is known for, right? It's a meditative kind of practice. When you're quiet with yourself, you start to pay attention to your thoughts. You start to pay attention to your breathing and things like that. And I know a lot of kids, even little kids these days, are more anxious than I think they probably used to be. There's so much stress that goes on with children in school and bullying and all of these different things. So I think just practices as simple as, you know, breathing in and out and doing little maybe 10-second breaks from time to time so that, you know, these kids aren't dealing with as much stress and anxiety as they do. So I'm not sure if that's helpful, Kayla, but that's what I got for you.
Okay. Yeah, because I taught Tai Chi for 8 years, and so which is a moving meditation, and that's what I was trying to think of, how to cross that bridge with yoga with children and trying to help them. So, yes, thank you so much, Ms. Anderson. I really, truly appreciate it.
Thanks,
you're welcome.
Kayla. Hey, you keep Austin under control, will you?
Hey, darling, you know, that's a trial, but I can handle it.
Okay, tell your husband I said hey.
Be glad to. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks,
thank you,
Kayla.
Ms.
Anderson. Bye-bye. Is there anything, Andy, that you learned on in all of these master classes and seminars and workshops, everything you present, that you went home, or you're at home when you do them, but that you immediately talked to your kids about? Was there anything that maybe that has been discussed in all of this wisdom that you have heard, you and Ike, in your work, that has been something you wanted to pass on to one of your children?
God. I mean, we have so many conversations. One of the girls is actually interested in the field of psychology, so that might be what she's going to pursue as a career. So, God, we talk about all this stuff all the time. I don't think there's really any, like, one thing that stands out to me. I guess one of the things that we're always trying to educate them on, and it's not just them. I mean, it's a constant education for me and for any adult. It's no matter what happens to us in life, we ultimately can, you know, obviously people die and all of that kind of stuff, but no matter what happens to us, you are a testament to this, Gregory, right? We can persevere and we can make something good out of something bad. And like you taught me that. And when I interviewed you, I mean, you are the perfect example of that. So everyone listening right now, no matter what has happened in your life and no matter what happens in anyone's life from now forward, you can make it through and you can persevere. And a lot of it is really just what do you tell yourself about what happened, right? What do you tell yourself? If you tell yourself, well, because I was sexually assaulted or because I was raped or because of whatever, I'm unlovable or it's my fault or all these things. If you live your life and continuously tell yourself that, it's not going to, it's not going to be great, right? So it's coming up with empowering things to tell yourself. And you know, doing exercises and self-love and taking care of yourself and knowing that you are a unique, perfect, whole and complete human being no matter what has ever happened to you. Like, no one can take that away from you. So I guess that's kind of like the overall, like, big message of something that, you know, that we share with the girls.
Well, that's powerful. I'll tell you what, every parent ought to be able to look at their children and say those same things. That is so powerful. Now, before we run out of time, I want to make sure that every one of our listeners can learn and understand more about you, and how can they find out more about this online, these online events and this awesome information that you give out 24/7 on your site. How can they find out about these programs? How do they get in touch with you, Andy?
Yeah, great. So you just go to our website, which I know you've said a couple times, Gregory, but it's avaiya.com. And right on the homepage, you'll actually see a few different online masterclasses that you can take for free. A couple of the ones we have up there right now are the Healing from Childhood Trauma one that we've talked about a lot tonight, as well as the Breaking Free from Abandonment and Betrayal one. We also have one we're currently doing right now called Overcoming Insecurity and Low Self-Esteem. And we're always, so if you go to our homepage, you can actually click on a button and register to watch any of those right now. And then anytime you do that, you can also just sign up for our newsletter at Avaiya, and we'll keep you abreast of new events coming. We have a new one in November, actually, about overcoming anxiety and depression. So right before the holidays, which is going to be really good for people, I think. So lots of great stuff. So yeah, you can just go to our website and sign up for our newsletter in a variety of different ways, or take a masterclass, and we'll be in touch with you.
And it's so easy to sign up for it and to download them. And it's so user friendly too. And why you mentioned that, Sarah, if you're listening tonight, Marie, if you're listening tonight, that I've talked to over the weekend, both of you, please get on this website of Avaiya University and watch the entire Healing from Childhood Trauma, every one of those videos. It will bless you. It will help you with what you're going through right now. Keep in touch with me, and I want to keep talking to you, but those classes will help you. I just want to reach out to them because they said they're going to be listening in tonight. So thank you for that. You know, we only have a minute or two left, Andy. I just want to throw out one more, because I always like, because I think somebody, one of your guests, hit on this, and I could see your face perk up. And in, let's say, 30 seconds, how important do you think forgiveness is in someone's life?
I think it's very important. And I primarily think it is important to practice self-forgiveness. I think no matter what happens to any of us in life, a lot of us beat ourselves up for whatever that was, whether it was a crappy childhood or whether it was someone betrayed us or cheated on us or any number of things. I think one of the biggest and best and most amazing things you can do, and it takes time, it's not something you necessarily do overnight, but it's to practice self-forgiveness and self-compassion.
That's awesome. Fantastic. I'm getting ready to do some writing on forgiveness, and I'm always trying to pick everybody's brain on that. So self-forgiveness is for sure needed too. Now, I guess our interview between where you interviewed me is coming out Tuesday. How is that going to be coming out? How do we get to see that if people want to take a gander at that?
Well, it will actually be, if you sign up for anywhere that you could sign up on our, actually, that's not true. If you sign up for our Healing from Childhood Trauma Masterclass, like people watching right now, you will get access to it. So you'll be tagged to get access to Gregory's interview that releases on Tuesday because it's part of that same series. So anyone can go to the website and go sign up for Healing from Childhood Trauma, and or anyone who is also on Gregory's mailing list would also get a notice of that. So that's how you can get access, and I can't wait to release it to the world because it was an amazing conversation.
And you edited out all the parts where I messed up, right?
Nah, well, that would be like concerning ourselves with perfectionism. First of all, you were amazing, and second of all, we're not going to edit out, you know, who you are. We're all just, you know, imperfect and perfect in our imperfections.
I know we talked about we may only go 30 minutes. I think we got windy and went pretty long, and it was just great. I enjoyed just sitting back and having a Diet Coke and just talking and sharing. And that was a great time, and I appreciate it, as was tonight, Andy. I appreciate you being with us tonight. Everybody out there, all the listeners, get on Avaya University. I highly recommend it. You won't be disappointed. It'll bless you. It will give you the education and the wisdom that you need. And that's why I love doing this show, because when I find people that I really, truly believe in what they do, I want to share them with the world. And I appreciate, Andy, you sharing your evening with us tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gregory. It's been amazing.
Appreciate it. And I want to always remind you, as we close, to be gentle to yourself. No matter what you have gone through, no matter what you are going through right this very minute, I want to let you know, you listening? There is hope. Join us next week right here, 8 p.m. Central, for another edition of Breaking the Silence. And don't forget, next week, my three sons will be on here with me, and it will be unforgettable, I promise you. Have an awesome week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.